Now we have a closer look at last night's debate. We turn to Fox News analyst Angela McGlowan and political pundit Michael Fauntroy. He is a professor of public policy at George Mason University. Angela, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Tony, you didn't talk about my book, Bamboozled.
Oh, well, I'll try to get that before we finish.
Thank you. All right.
First question, though, is this, and I'll bring it to you, Angela.
Yes.
An obvious one. Was there a clear winner or clear loser in last night's debate?
There was no clear loser. I think all the candidates, you know, shined as much as they could last night. Basically, we talked a lot about the war in Iraq and terrorism. And the person that's always done well, that's always stood out, is McCain. McCain is a shining star, and I do agree with Ron. He is the one to watch in Michigan and also Mitt Romney. And I'd like to add to what Ron said, Mitt Romney's father was governor of Michigan. And I worked for Senator Bob Dole in 95 and 96. And Mitt Romney, to me, he looks presidential, but he can't close a cell. And if you remember Bob Dole in 1996, he couldn't reach the masses. And I think that Mitt Romney has that Bob Dole syndrome. So if he doesn't pull it out in Michigan, I think he's going to have a big uphill climb and a challenge.
What's your assessment, Michael?
I think all of the candidates but for John McCain lost. And I say that because when McCain is on the verge of establishing himself as the clear front runner, I think he got a tremendous amount of boost from New Hampshire. And when you look at how the other candidates really didn't challenge him on very much, I think when you're the front runner or moving toward front runner status, and the other candidates effectively give you a pass, then I think that just sort of confirms your strength. And so, from my perspective, McCain was the clear winner, and the rest of them really didn't do anything to help themselves at all.
The one thing that I'd like to add is that to your analysis, no one can take that terrorism moniker away or that patriot moniker away from McCain, and no one really wants to bash him on his policy dealing with the war on terror because he has given so much to this country, fighting in Vietnam, being a POW, and I think that all of the candidates respect McCain. However, don't count Giuliani out, because he's going to take Florida, and then Super Tuesday is just right around the corner.
All right, let me move on to another topic. On the Democratic side, the message so far in the campaign is all about change. And after last night, it seems the Republicans now have their own mantra, and it is Ronald Reagan. Here's one of the many references to the popular former president that we heard last night, this one coming from Mitt Romney.
The only way we're going to win the White House is by appealing to the coalition that brought together the great strength that Ronald Reagan brought to America. What's happened in America is that Washington has moved away from the Reagan coalition. The Republican Party, in some cases, has moved away from the Reagan principles. But the principles that Ronald Reagan espoused are what will allow us not only to win the White House, but to keep America strong.
So, Michael, why are the Republicans referencing Ronald Reagan so much right now? And is there a GOP candidate who you think whose campaign is actually resonating with Reaganites?
They are calling Reagan's name so often because he's the last popular Republican president. It would be fool's gold to do that with the current President Bush or the previous President Bush. And so, Ronald Reagan's name evokes certain thoughts among Republican voters. And so I understand why they're doing it. The problem, though, Tony, is in many respects, that Republican coalition doesn't exist in the same way that it did a generation or so ago. And so while I understand that that may work in a Republican primaries nominating contest sort of circumstance, I'm not sure it's the sort of thing that can get you to the White House. And so I think that the candidates who evoke Reagan's name do so for understandable reasons. But those reasons won't get them to the White House.
Is there a candidate, Angela, who brings to mind Ronald Reagan?
Nobody brings me to mind to Ronald Reagan. But one thing I'd like to disagree with your analysis is from the standpoint, our conservative foundation is strong. Now, in 2006, there was a stay home by conservatives because they were disgruntled with the party from dealing with Mark Foley and the spending, wasteful spending. But Ronald Reagan was the great communicator, and he's the great hero of the party. And yes, you are right. We do need to invoke Ronald Reagan to get our base out there to support a candidate. I do agree with you with this, though. In a national campaign, Ronald Reagan is not going to get someone in the White House. What will get someone in the White House is the person that's tough on terrorists, the person that's in the front on national security, and people care about the economy and the price of oil. So I think it's many things there, but right now Ronald Reagan is very popular still amongst conservatives and in history.
Here's my final question. We have about a minute left. When do you think we will finally get a sense of who the front runner is going to be, the standard bearer is likely to be for the Republican Party, Michael?
Well, I think if there is one candidate who wins both Michigan and South Carolina, and let's say that candidate is McCain, then I think you begin to see the beginning of the end for the remaining candidates. Rudy Giuliani has not distinguished himself at all. Mitt Romney is fading badly. Mike Huckabee has problems. Fred Thompson has not done anything. And so I think if McCain gets Michigan and South Carolina, I think he then becomes the front runner and is very, very close to locking up the nomination.
It
have about 30
won't be until after Super Tuesday that we will see who the true front runner will be, because Huckabee still gets a lot of those votes of the conservative base. And in South Carolina, I think he's going to give McCain a run for his money. I think in Michigan, too, he's going to give Mitt Romney and McCain a run for their money. So I think it's going to take Super Tuesday for us to see.
I appreciate both of you coming on. Michael and Angela, thank you. We have been speaking with Fox News analyst Angela McGlowan. She is the author of the best-selling book Bamboozled, How Americans Are Being Exploited by the Lies of the Liberal Agenda. Also joined by Michael Fontroy, a political analyst and professor of public policy at George Mason University. He spoke with us from our NPR studios in Washington.